Our cosmos is constantly coming up with mysteries, and this is really something. Since the Big Bang, 13.7 billion light years across and ago, the most powerful explosions in this universe are huge flashes of what are called gamma ray bursts, or GRBs. They are extremely rare and fleeting. The sources of gamma ray bursts are usually billions of light years from Earth outside our Milky Way. Their gamma intensity is so great that if there were a GRB in our galaxy pointed directly toward Earth, I'm not kidding, it would cause mass extinction. So far, scientists do not know what causes them. Are they black holes tearing massive stars apart, or two neutron stars colliding, or something even more exotic? GRBs were first detected in 1967 by the Vela satellites that looked for covert nuclear weapons tests. The strange gamma intensities were confusing and mysterious until 1997, not very long ago, when the first X-ray and light glows were imaged and their redshifts were measured with optical spectroscopy. After a decade of research, scientists now hypothesize that a GRB is a narrow beam that bursts outward at near the speed of light from the supernova of maybe a large star that is collapsing into either a neutron star or maybe even into a black hole. And then in November 2004, NASA and the European Space Agency launched the Swift Gamma Ray Burst Mission to study cosmic GRBs in wave bands that vary from gamma rays to X-rays to ultraviolet and to optical. And by April 13, 2010, a year ago, Swift had already detected its 500th gamma ray burst, these mysterious objects that are still not understood. And about a year later, on March 28, 2011, just about a month ago, Swift picked up an unusually long, powerful gamma burst coming from the center of a galaxy 3.8 billion light years from Earth. But instead of fading away, the object oscillated intense energy. First, it did three times over more than a day, and it is still continuing to emit at a lower but pretty constant level. Since April 3rd, the variable object has even brightened by more than five times. No one knows what this is. Astronomer Andrew Fruchter, Ph.D. at the Space Telescope Science Institute in Baltimore, Maryland, was involved in getting the Hubble telescope's image of this mysterious blast combined with the Chandra X-ray Observatory's image to confirm that, in fact, the intense energy is persisting from the very center of this distant galaxy. Recently, I asked Dr. Fruchter what the current ideas are about what the baffling object could be. And he begins with the possibility that the unprecedented and lingering gamma blast might be a peculiar form of something called a blazar. A few blazars have been associated with violent eruptions from supermassive black holes at the center of giant elliptical galaxies, but so far, blazar is only speculation about the baffling and energetic object nearly 4 billion light years from Earth. And remember, whenever this unprecedented energy exploded, the Earth and this solar system were just forming. Here now is Dr. Andrew Fruchter.
Swift had never seen another object outside of our galaxy appear to act this way. And it's quite unlike anything we know of before. Things called blazars, when you're looking right down that relativistic jet, it's pointing right at you, and it's like you're staring into a headlight. They behave very much like this object, except they don't vary as quickly as this object does.
Yeah, I was hoping you could talk about why. I know that you were quoted in one of the Science News articles as saying it's either a phenomenon we have never seen before or a familiar event that we've never viewed in this way before. What is it that makes this so unique?
SWIFT has seen blazars before, but in fact, they've never found one on their own. And they never vary this quickly. The fastest it does things is a couple of minutes. So for us, that's pretty fast.
Right, because you're talking about that at least the speculation is that a star might be being torn apart.
That's
or
right.
There is an orbit around a massive black hole. So how could anything go around the black hole every 100 seconds?
Right, yeah, exactly.
And since the human mind cannot comprehend a gigantic, massive black hole that would have something orbiting around it in 100 or 200 seconds, is there any other speculation about what this enormous variable energy could be?
I would say that people are not fully convinced that it is a star being torn up by a massive black hole. And here, this may be the first of a new type of object. And so we may have guessed it right, or we may have it completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But people have been thinking that we should see a star destroyed by a massive black hole.
And is there a name for this galaxy?
No. There are billions of galaxies, and so they just don't have names. The object has a name. Originally, it was GRB. Now it's SW in front, and then its coordinates on the sky. It is a gamma ray burst, but in the sense that we now think gamma ray bursts are generally a specific phenomenon.
And they only last about 30 seconds.
Yes, exactly. There are some that have lasted longer, but they don't come back and be just as powerful. They slowly die down, and occasionally a little bit comes up again. But this has been, you know, quite extraordinary.
And we're talking on April 21st, which means that this object has been present to you, and you've been collecting data for at least 25 days.
Right. And what was unusual about this is particularly is that it has largely leveled off. And it has leveled off. It's continuing to emit at a lower level, but at a pretty constant level. We thought for a while it was going to go away, and then it just came back up. So I don't know. We just don't know what to expect. It might be something that we've seen before, but we're seeing it in a different way and just don't realize it. But no one's been able to think of what that is. So it looks like it is something new, and the suggestion is that it is a star being torn apart by a black hole.
But still might be something else completely different.
It still might be. We don't have any observation that is conclusive.
Well, when I look at the photograph that you have so far released, I was struck by how many, I'm going to call them, spikes of light seem to be coming off the object.
Yeah, that's right. This may be the first time we've seen a star torn apart by a black hole.
When we say that you are trying to figure out what is happening 3.8 billion light years from here, this is an event that took place 3.8 billion light years ago in Earth time.
Right, so it was about the time that the Earth was forming. Shortly after the Earth formed, this is when this all happened.
And we're just seeing it for the very first time right now.
That's right.
Is it possible that we could be seeing a white hole from another universe?
I haven't heard anyone suggest that. But I don't know anyone who's, you know, late said, okay, here's what a white hole, if an astronomer were looking out and ran into a white hole, here's what they would see. You know, then maybe this would have to be one just forming. I don't know.
In cosmology, there are literally millions of black holes in this universe, correct?
Oh, yes, yes.
If there are millions of black holes in this universe, theoretically, isn't there that question that those black holes, that energy from the black holes might be erupting someplace else in white holes?
That is something that's speculated about. That is a part of, you could say that's a part of relativity that's not well understood. And whether white holes really exist or not, whether white holes should really exist or not is something that is not well understood.